Welcome back to the Sideline View. Our first hour being brought to you by Devonport Country Club. Get out and get social with golf, bowls and croquet. Well, get out and play cricket. That's the theme for the upcoming summer. And the Greater Northern Raiders, they're playing a match and they're playing it up in Launceston. I've got the coach of the Greater Northern Raiders, Tim Coyle, on the line. G'day, TC.
G'day, Mike.
Hey, what's happening up there? I know we've had a fair bit of rain and I guess there's been a delay up in Launceston, but can you let us know what the current situation is?
We're in the field, currently 8-for-1, 3-1, so that's university, so been a good one so far. Wickets have been shared around. Jono Chapman's continued his form from last year and picked up 3 key wickets, as has Urban Galvis has done the same. And then young Will Bennett just chipped in with his leg spinners and picked up a wicket, as is the captain Hollywood. So 8 down, 7 overs left.
Seems amazing that we're able to play cricket because there's been so much rain about, but the staff at the ground, the groundsmen, all that sort of thing, they must have done a magnificent job to get this this wicket ready and also have the outfield playable.
Oh, mate, it's outstanding. The ground staff here at Windsor Park is second to none, to be honest. They really invested some time to try and get us on, so it's been a bit of a process this morning. There was a lot of water lying around after some heavy rain overnight. The wicket itself is very, very good. They've done a great job of that over the last few weeks to get it ready, and it was just about the outfield, so it caused us a delay. The game reduced to 40 overs a team, so it's just great to be out playing cricket. Mick, as you know, it's a long two seasons in indoor nets to get outside and have a run around, and that's, you know, and we've done well first hit out.
Jimmy Faulkner must have given a little bit of a tap, 33 off 25. Would have been nice to get him out.
Yeah, well, he just he was finding the boundary pretty regularly, so great catch by Evan Galvis in the wicket. Saw his dismissal, which was very timely for us, and now we've been able to just build some pressure here with some good bowling.
Yeah, and try and chase around about 150 would be preferred from where you are right now, or even less at 8-for-130 odd. So, how's the team shaping up? How's the pre-season been? Have they? I guess it's always tough coming into pre-seasons. You don't know when you're going to start playing because of the weather, all that sort of thing. How are the boys taken to everything pre-season?
Oh, they've been very good. We've been spending a lot of time indoors, but fortunately we got outside this week at Utah Stadium on the turf nets there, which was a blessing. So the staff out there have done a great job, got a really good practice facility there for us to use. So got outside on Wednesday night, experienced a bit of turf training, which is a bit unusual this time of year. Absolutely fantastic they could do that for us. So we're based there and training as much as we can. So it was good to get outside. Look, we've been able to take some good form shown in the pre-season. I think a lot of our players have improved from last year. It's still a very young side, but the young players are improving and learning a bit more about their cricket. So hopefully we can chase a gettable target here if we bowl well these days.
Is that the task for this year, to learn from last year and just gradually get better? Because we know that you can't always get instant results, but is that the big theme for this year? Get the experience and learn from it and hopefully just have that little bit more consistency?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's the same for any cricket team at any level. You're always looking to improve and learn. I think that the theme that we've discussed is, for the last couple of years, we really want to be competitive in this competition. It's a tough competition. We've got a young team. There's no superstars, but we base our cricket around trying to be as disciplined as we can with the ball and really be smart with the bat. So, rather than just be competitive, we've discussed yes, we need to be competitive, but we actually need to go that next level and start to contend. I think if you look at last year, parts of our cricket were very good. Particularly our T20 cricket, where we only just missed out in the final. So we know we can be competitive, and now it's about taking that next step and grabbing our opportunities, and hopefully we'll contend for a final somewhere along the line. So again, today's been another good learning. And as we said, if we can contain the next few overs and chase 140, 150, we're a chance to win.
And you've got and the good part about this setup with Greater Northern Raiders, which is brilliant, is that you've got players that want to be there. You've got players that want to be better. They want to train, and they've got some aspirations. And that that must be really heartening for you, TC, to be able to take a group of guys that that want to be there. Because not everyone. There's a lot of players out there with a lot of talent that that probably could play in this team, but aren't. But these guys are the ones putting in all the hard work.
Yeah, you're spot on. I think that's the quantum shift we probably saw last year, and that we were able to, you know, move the team into a space where we had players who were committed to play. We weren't chasing people to play, which has happened in the past. You know, that you know, the initial couple of years of the program, it was quite hard to get that consistent group at selection who were keen to play. Last year, we were able to pick the same team, you know, a few weeks in a row, which was a great thing for us because we played more cricket together. Now it's, you know, the team can, you know, we could have picked our first team probably 3 weeks ago because we've got 15, 16 or more players who are committed. So that's really good. We've got players who actually want to play at the highest level in grade cricket in Tasmania. And, you know, it's like anything. You challenge yourself against better opposition, and you will improve because we've got plenty of skill here. It's just about that challenge, in the competition space where we're playing against really good cricketers all the time.
No one better to lead them than yourself, Tim. Now, can you give us an update of the score just before we let you go?
Hasn't changed, mate. I think they just hit a boundary to 135, I think, might be at the moment. So just away from the scoreboard out of the wind. Yeah, 135 for 8. So just, yeah, it'd be good to knock a couple of wickets over here and then reset with our batting lineup. You know, we've got Evan Davis in the team to give us that punch at the top. Charlie Easto's joined us from Glenorchy, he's a good solid batter. He'll bat at 4. So, you know, look, if we can get something in the top 4 to bat for a long period of time and we can bat around that person, we can chase these runs down.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on the program, Tim.
Pleasure, mate.